Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Welcome back. That's the Who bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Eva Rosenberg is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust in her 20th year, just like me, in her 20th year hanging out with us. She's the author of Deduct Everything. That's her new book. Also, Small Business Taxes Made Easy, third. Is it third edition now, Eva?
That's the third edition.
All right. So, folks, that tells you, if it's when it's third edition, that tells you it's so good we had to have more of it. So I encourage you to check that out wherever books are sold. TaxMama.com, right?
TaxMama.com.
All right.
Where you can get free answers to your tax questions.
She's the best, folks. So, all right, Eva, we also got some filing dates coming up, right? And they're different this year.
Yeah. It used to be you could file your partnership tax return on October 15th, just along with your personal tax return. But the IRS finally got wise to that because we need to get the partnerships, the S-corps, the trust done at least a month before
right.
the personal tax returns are due.
Right.
They're passed through. We need the information.
That's right.
So the new filing deadline, which you know, some of it came into effect last year, is September 15th for all of them. And there, most of these entities don't pay taxes at all on the federal level, so everything flows through to your tax return. And you need to file in order to make any elections you need to make, like depreciation and so forth. And that's the deadline for any kind of retirement contribution you need to make for the 2016 year, which you can still make.
How would we do that?
Well, there are a number of different retirement accounts
So you're saying, let's make sure I get this straight, you're saying that someone could affect their 2016 taxes as late as right now by contributing to a retirement plan?
Yes, they can.
All right.
If they've already got the retirement plans open
right.
before December 31st of last year, or if they have a simple and they started that by October 1st of last year, they can still fund all of the employers.
But they had to have had it in place before.
They had to have had those in place before.
Right.
But if they didn't get around to any of that, there is one account that you can still open this year up to the filing deadline. And that's called a SEP IRA, and
right.
you can still open it and fund it by the time you file your tax
wow.
return.
Wow. How much money can you put into that?
Depending on your profits, you can put up to $53,000 in
wow.
there.
Wow. And it's a deduction, right?
It's a deduction on the 2016 tax return. Now, what about people who put their tax return on extension and they've already filed without using this? If they had an extension until September 15th or October 15th for a Schedule C, they could amend that tax return and make the payment by the October 15th
wow.
deadline or September 15th if they were a partnership
or
S-corp.
That's amazing. So... On the SEP IRA, isn't there a requirement to offer it to employees? You can't discriminate with that, can you?
No. On all of these plans, any plan you have to take the employees into account. So, on a SEP IRA, the employees don't contribute; only the employer does.
All right. Can the employer establish a vesting period?
Yes, they can. They can establish a vesting period, let's say a stair step period up to 5 years
right.
where they get 20% a year. And if they leave, all that money stays in the fund and get split by whoever is still there at the end.
Ah, okay.
But it's a great idea to offer retirement plans to employees. They'll stay with you longer.
Right.
You don't
so
have
folks,
to hire or retrain.
If you're getting a big tax bill, this might be something you want to look into, something to think about. What are some other things that we need to work on?
Well, first of all, let's go back to the filing deadline, because a lot of people just ignore that, or they think, I'm not going to bother, there's no activity. Trust me, on all of those pass-through entities, even if there's no activity, the late fees for not filing are really high, even if you've got a zero return.
Right.
It's $195 per month for 12-month per shareholder or partner. And if you don't issue K-1s, it's $260.
That's for not filing.
K-1.
That's not for not paying. That's for not filing.
These are just for not filing.
Right.
This
if you've been filing,
to do with balance
if you filed your extension, you're okay.
If you don't file at all on those entities, you know, you don't file by September 15th,
things
come into play.
Well, but that's for people who aren't or who have dropped out of the system. I mean,
this is for anybody who has an entity, and you have no idea, Jim, how many people open entities and don't bother to file.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
and so many of them, they just shrug. We haven't really run any business or anything.
No, you still have to file. You still have to let them know what's going on.
Yeah, and especially when you have partners or shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's going to be zero, you need to give them the K-1 so they know it's going to be zero.
So let's go over quickly before we go to the break. We got the 15th is a quarterly filing date, September, for income.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the filing date for your
pass
through entities,
payment.
for your pass through entities and the estimated tax.
And right.
Then October 15th is your personal.
Is going to be the personal.
Yeah. For most of us, that's the big one. That's when the big check has to be written. All right, hold on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.